This is Coltex Roofing and Gutters.
Hey, Tyler?
Yes.
Hey, Tyler, it's John. How you doing?
Hey, man. How are you?
Good. Good. It's working. One of my guys messaged me from our customer service department, and he said that, or it was a girl, actually, Angel. She said you had some questions about your Texas location.
Yeah. How are we going to do Texas?
So, do you have a mailing address there?
Mm-hmm. Just my house.
Well, yeah, that's a mailing address. You can receive the Google PIN verification letter.
Yeah, I can ship it there.
Okay. Let me see what we can do for you. Second Branch, Texas. Okay. Start working on his local listing. Okay, but what about... Oh, this is the DFW. That's right. Give me a second here. All right, bud. What's the address that you have in Texas?
My house address is, 14708 Desert mm-hmm. Coast Drive. And that's in Haslett, Texas. H-A-S-L-E-T.
Found it. Okay. I got it.
76052. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's my house. I don't live there, but I get mail there.
Okay. Pull you up here and see what kind of service area this covers. Have you been working on the application for your Google guarantee?
Just pull up to the office. I'm going to get that done today. I actually put that on my list.
All good. I know it's a process. We'll get it all going. All right. So these local listings, it just really depends on the service area, as long as it's not overlapping with somebody that we're currently working with. And so you're trying to go all the way into Dallas with this. I mean, I can PIN verify and get the local listing going. The thing is, it's not gonna cover more than like a 10-mile radius, but I could get the pricing down because of that. I could get it all the way down to like wholesale, you know, like $149 for that location, but we wouldn't really be able to grow the local listing much until, you know, another spot
well,
opens up.
How could I tackle that? Like if I just want to be able to, like, if people...
Mm-hmm. Like if people look up like your company that there's at, like in that area. Yeah. Well, I mean, looking up your company is just like PIN verifying it and then running, you know, it's basically the local advertisement. I mean, you could do it for like a month or two. And then if you want to shut it off, you'll still have the Google business profile and everything that we built at that point. You just won't be showing as a top option. I could do, you know, Google Places. It would cover up to like a 10-mile radius and 15 keywords at 149 if you want to just leave it like that. But the reason the area is small is because if there's another guy that we're working with in DFW, which there is, you can't overlap his service area, really, unless he like discontinues or relocates to another area. It would be kind of a conflict of interest there.
Mm-hmm. And what about, like, whenever they Google my company, mm-hmm. Like you have a spot to leave reviews. Is it all going to still be?
Yeah, yeah. Oh no,
you'll be under the same.
Yeah, so you'll have your own Google business profile locally. So like the Colorado one would be separate. That one has its own Google business profile. But for this one in Texas, you want to have a different number. Like you already got a different address. You
yeah,
want different
I already
phone,
got a.
Phone
I already got a different phone number this morning. Already
yeah,
set that
and you're
up.
Good. Yeah, we can do that. Okay. Yeah, it'll be two separate Google business profiles. I'll have the same business name, and then, you know, if you have a guy down there that's, like, answering that phone or if you're just dispatching it over to them, you know, you could do that. And it'll still hold your reviews. It'll have everything that your local listing has in Colorado. It just won't cover as much ground is what I was getting at. But it's going to be a lot cheaper for that reason, and we won't have to build another Facebook page. So that's also going to make it a lot
cheaper. No, we're going to work everything, right, so like we're going to work everything off of the same website, same Facebook, everything's
right.
The same. I just need these people to leave separate reviews for Texas. Is that how that'll
Perfect.
Work?
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be two Google business profiles. So Texas will have its own Google business profile, its own phone number, its own address, right? So it'll look like...
Okay.
It's its own business over in Texas, but then you also have a location there. Now, when they click on the site, we'll add on the site that you have those Texas and Colorado locations if you don't already have that on there.
I will. I'm gonna take care of the site. We'll
use the same domain name for both Google business pages though. And then your Google guarantee will be separate from both of those. But for your Google guarantee, you can only have it hyperlinked to like one of the Google business profiles at a time for like your reviews and everything. So that's kind of like, depends on how you want to do that. I know you said you wanted to get leads from Google guarantee for Texas and Colorado, right?
Well, not necessarily. I'm okay more so doing Google guarantee for Colorado. And for Texas, I don't think there's any spots available, if I understood that correctly. I don't know.
For the local listing, no. For Google guarantee, you could do that anytime. But for your local listing, I can do it. It's just your radius is going to be small. It's like a 10-mile radius.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. I'm in the truck. I'm trying to get up to the office, and I got to get some stuff moved over into a new office. Let's do this. I want to set up Texas today. And then you're gonna have to help me out.
What's the other phone number?
I really don't. I'm not gonna need. For Texas, it's gonna be. Hang on. Just set it up.
And when you say you need help on the price, you're saying that 149 is still up there?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Y'all aren't going to need to do – what does that include? Because I just really
that's
need to
just
set
a
up
local
Google
optimization. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're just doing local optimization for that 10-mile radius. So you get charged double that for your Colorado, but that one's also including, like, what we're doing with your Facebook advertisement too, right? That it's $299 month to month for Colorado. I could bring it down to $149 to add Texas, since we're not doing the Facebook page for that service area or any Facebook ads, right? So it's not like we're going to duplicate any of that. So I'm getting you wholesale on it. I'm literally getting it like what it cost us, just manual labor and maintaining the listing and verifying it and everything. And then if you want to shut it off later, like if you say, hey, I don't want to cover that 10-mile radius.
Storm season.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to shut it down, all that happens is we stop doing the optimization, so you don't show for people type it in roofing and gutters in that little area anymore, but they'll still have your Google business profile up and verified and a place to have all your reviews. That'll still stick with you.
Okay, good. Cool. Then let's do that for this season, so we'll probably run this until June, until their storm season's over. Let me get up. Do you need anything else from me right now?
Yeah, I already have everything. I just need address and the phone number for Texas, and then I could process it and send the agreement over for you.
So the address is going to be my home address, but please
I got
hide
it.
That.
Yeah, I got you. The Desert Post Drive. I'm looking at it right now, but I just need the phone number for this.
Okay, I got you. Just a second.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to make sure. The one for Colorado, we don't have to hide that address because it's an actual storefront. But the Texas one.
I got to change that because I had it set up to hide Colorado, actually. So I'll adjust that right now, too.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Google guarantees pending. We're still pending verification for Colorado.
I know. Hopefully tomorrow they jump on that because I'd like to get that going. Reviews. I like people to read the reviews.
Yeah, there's a little form. Remember the Google verification form? And then you got to submit that. That's separate from your Google guarantee application.
Yeah, I did the video yesterday.
Okay, perfect.
I mean, on Saturday I submitted the video. I guess that's the Google guarantee.
No, Google guarantee hasn't been submitted yet. I think it's just you did the local application for Colorado. That one's easy, where you just kind of upload photos and fill it out. And at the bottom, it like says, like, check this box so we can three-way call you with Google Verify if anything's missing.
Got it. The Texas number is going to be 972-400-3108.
Okay. All right, and then we're going to get this pin sent out right away for the 14708 Desert Post Drive. This one will probably get you a little bit quicker than the Colorado one, just because we have a pretty regular outgoing with UPS through from California to the DFW. Okay. So this one might get there a little quicker. You have somebody there to receive that? I just need the number off the back of it.
Yeah, I got
it. Okay.
When do they get it?
This one's saying 5 days. So today's Monday, probably about like Friday or Monday next week.
Yeah.
Okay. But this is just going to be $149. I'm just going to do wholesale on this, and then we'll go. It's month to month, this one. Same agreement. You can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalty of any kind. Just let us know before the next billing is due if you want to discontinue it. Normally, we want to have them process like on the days that we start them. So like you start on the 15th, it processes on the 15th. But what I'm going to do, I don't know. Should I have them both process on the 10th, or you want to have them both process on the 15th?
They can
or do
process
you want to leave them with
day.
Separate days? You want to have
they can process that day. What day? What account? I'm going to have to change that anyway next month. But yeah, they can process the same day, and then I'll call you back to change it from what account it's going to come out of.
Okay. So, well, the other one billed on the 10th. I could change your start date to today on that one. So that way the $299 for Colorado, it's almost like the last few days didn't count. We'll change your start date to today. And then all right. Because I'm going to have them both under your name and profile with us. So the billing dates will be the same. The card, it's all the same. So I'd rather have that have the same billing date than to have random transactions like just 5 days apart, you know. So I'll align them for the 15th of each month.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right. And then I'm going to resend you my number. I noticed that your call came inbound to customer service. You called during my lunch hour, actually, so that's why you wouldn't have been able to get a hold of me anyway. But I'm going to resend it to you just in case you want to contact me.
I can actually add it. I'm on the thing right now. Okay. John, right?
Yep, Jonathan. But I go by John, J-O-H-N. Last name's Hill, H-I-L-L.
Okay. And then what's the phone number?
877-635-6225. And then if you hit extension 544, that'll call me directly. If you hit extension 1, that'll go to our customer service department. If you ever call me directly and I don't answer, usually I do, but if I'm on the phone, it'll just automatically forward you to like voicemail, leave a message, or it'll send you to one of my representatives. You can leave a message or you could talk with them, just tell them to have me call you back. I'll call you back as soon as possible. It's basically what they did today.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Well, you have a great day, and then I'll send over the paperwork to you. You'll get the text message. It's going to look similar to the subscription terms that you got for Colorado, and you may got to sign off on that. And then we're going to actually want to do a client interview, for just the Texas location. Or do you want to have it all the same, like same keywords, same hours of operation?
Yeah, it should be identical.
Okay. Then we'll just run it off that. We'll pull the data from the Colorado client interview, and then we'll basically copy paste for the Texas location.
Got it.
All right. Perfect. Sounds good. Well, right. You have a good rest of your day, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks for that.
All right. Thanks. You're welcome. Bye.